Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The Therapy is a Christian podcast is all things mental health and Christ. We specifically talk about how mental health and God are merged together to foster growth, healing, and making mental health a normal conversation. I'm your host, Roz and Renee, and welcome to the show. Hello and welcome. You are listening to the Therapy is a Christian podcast. I'm your host, Roz and Renee. Welcome to another episode of the show. Good morning, sis. Good afternoon. Good evening. How are you, girl? I had a podcast episode in my mind to record this week and did not record it on time. And then this morning I woke up and I just said I wanted to talk to you. Whoever you are that is listening to this, I want you to know that I'm speaking directly to you. I was reading a book this morning, and I definitely encourage you to go get it. It's called Why Am I Like This? By Kobe Campbell. If you go back probably about 3 episodes ago, Kobe came out with a book in April, and she did a podcast takeover. And in the podcast takeover, she did a podcast called Talking About Patterns. She did a couple episodes for me on my podcast, and she's just a wealth of knowledge. And so I was reading her book this morning, and I just had this overwhelming feeling around wanting to speak directly to you. I have been knee deep in serving my therapy clients, and it has overwhelms me with so many different things lately around this idea of safe spaces. A lot of my clients are believers and they struggle in their relationship with God, just in the hope that He would meet them where they are. I personally have struggled with, you know, the gripping pain of different things in the past myself. And I feel like there are times where that and what I know about God to be true are in constant battles with each other. And I just really wanted to talk with you today. I wanted to pray for you today. I feel like there are so many of us who are in the community of faith that need support and also just want someone to see us and hear us. And so, sis, how are you? What are you feeling right now? What's on your mind? What is stressing you out? What are things that are holding you, maybe even hostage mentally? What are you feeling about your self-esteem? What are you feeling about your future? What are you feeling about your family? What are you struggling with parents? What are you struggling with your kids, finances, your job, school? Are you managing so many different things and feel like you don't have the time for yourself? Are you just kind of in a season where you're questioning so many things? Are you in a relationship that you feel like you know you shouldn't be in and just struggling to figure out if you should leave because you are scared that you will be single the rest of your life? Like all of the things that come up in our minds. And ultimately what I was reading in Kobe's book was this story she was talking about for herself of, I just want to be loved. And I think I have gone through my own personal thoughts around that many seasons of my life of like, God, why do I always feel like you're mad at me? Why do I always feel like I'm not living up to what I should be doing? Why do I always feel like I am battling emotionally all the time when I'm like trying to do all the things to make sure I am fitting the standard of what I feel like I should be doing. And in many times and in many seasons, I have been reminded by the Lord that there is nothing that I can do or nothing I can say or nothing that I have to essentially put myself to be loved by Him. And so I wanted to just kind of take the time to pour into you this morning, or whenever you're listening to this, it's morning time when I'm recording this, to just remind you how kind and loving God is and how much He cares about you. His efforts to pursue you are never ending. As much as you may have experienced pain in your life, whether it be from a parent, whether it be from a person who hurt you at a young age, whether it be someone who you were in a relationship with that you expected them to care for you and they didn't, whether it be a job you were just so excited about and then you get in the job and it ends up being a shit show, excuse my French, and you just kind of are navigating through all of these emotions of why is it becoming so hard, or you're currently in a marriage that feels very overwhelming and you don't know how to navigate things with your partner. I always say that God can handle every bit of emotion that you feel. I tell clients often, it's important for you to be honest with God about how you feel about Him, because He can handle even your disdain for Him. And so I feel like there is a space for us this morning just to sit in the reality of we don't have all the answers. We don't know. We don't have the end in mind. We don't know what it's going to look like. And as hopeless as it sounds, we do serve a Father who knows all of those things. He knows the very emotions you feel. He knows what time your eyes opened up this morning. He knows when you laid your feet on the floor. He knows the ins and outs of your heart. He knows the person that hurt you when you were 7 years old, the person that hurt you when you were 15, the teacher who said something crazy to you and you held on to that for years. He knows the shame you feel, the embarrassment you feel, the trouble you have with depression, the struggles you have with anxiety, the panic attacks you have, all of these things. He's aware of the struggles you may have with your child who's special needs. Like, all of these concerns are just as much on the heart of the Father as they are on yours. And so I say this to say there is a place and love for that. And I think at times the enemy makes us believe that God is so far away when He's endearly close, even if He's not saying much, or we feel like we can trust His voice in this time. And so, sis, I just wanted to give you a space to know that the Father is always thinking of you. He loves you deeply. He cares about you. He knows what you're thinking about. He knows that you're not strong. He knows that you're not courageous. He knows that you want His love and sometimes don't really know how to get to it. And so I think there is just a place for us to kind of sit and know that Jesus really cares for us. I'm going to read one scripture this morning that says 1 John 4:9-10. This is how God showed His love among us. He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. And this isn't to bash us, to make us say, like, you know, we're sinners and that we don't deserve anything. We don't deserve any of these things. But I think that it's important for us to be able to understand that even through that, no matter what you've done, no matter how far you think, or no matter how close you used to be with God in one season, there is still space for you. There is still a dear amount of love for you. And so I think that I wanted to just say that we are given to God through Jesus. But also, that doesn't mean that because we struggle with feeling the love of God, that God doesn't love us, or that we're struggling in ourselves, or that we're struggling in relationships, that God is not present. He loves us because he loved us first. And because he loved us first, we can have the opportunity to know what love is. And so, whatever, if you don't know truly how to be loved, what love looks like, you have maybe struggled in life knowing the true depiction of love, or the people that said they loved you talk crazy to you, they don't give you space, they don't make you feel safe. I just want to open this space for you to know that you are safe here, and that in this moment, I pray that God overshadows you with his love. He pours out it like a drink offering, like a blanket of peace just to fall upon you right now. And I pray that no matter what you experience in this day, that you at least knew that God loves you. Jeremiah 31:3 says, "The Lord appeared to us in the past, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love, and I have drawn you with unfailing kindness." God draws us with kindness. He draws us with love and understanding. And even if you have no idea what that looks like, my desire to you right now is that you would experience that. And so I just want to pray for you this morning, or whenever you're listening to this. Like I said, it's morning when I'm recording this, just quickly to give you a covering of love in your mind and your heart right now. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Father, for your overwhelming love for us. We thank you, Father, that my sister right now that's listening to this is taking the time to just take a minute for herself to have a peaceful moment, to listen to something that is going to encourage her, help her grow. Father, I pray that today you overwhelm her with your love, your peace, your desire for her. Father, draw her heart near you, soften her heart like flesh, God, to begin and even continue the journey of loving you and knowing you. God, you are such a kind Father. Your mercy endures forever. Your gentleness towards us is everlasting. You know the very numbers of the hairs on our head. You know what we will experience in this life. You know all the things that we have been hurt by, the pain that separates us from you at times, God, the lies that the enemy tells us that make us feel like you don't care, that make us feel like you aren't there. And sometimes those words and noises can be so loud that they pull us away from your presence. I pray that you draw us near into you today, even myself, to draw us near to who you are. Reveal to us in the coming weeks and months who you are, your heart for us, your desire for us. Surprise us with things that help us to know that you care. Every concern that's on my sister's heart right now, whether it be family, a parent, or someone is passed, or somebody is dying, Father, or someone is struggling with financial concerns, concerns about children or wanting to have kids, or just anything that might be on my sister's heart right now, I pray that it is lifted up to you, Father. Your word says that we should bear each other's burdens, and sometimes we're not strong enough to even pray or know what to pray. I pray that the Holy Spirit right now would intercede on my sister's behalf with groanings, Father, with things that she doesn't even have the words to describe or verbalize. I pray that the pain in her heart right now will be a blanket of peace will cover it right now, Lord God, and that you would begin to start to stir the things up inside of her that draw her near to you, that helps her get into her Bible time with you, or even if that's not the thing that she can do in this season, Father, just having the space to call your name and say, Jesus. I pray that this be a moment where she can trust that you are wanting to pursue her right now, that this very prayer is an effort of pursuit of your heart for her. And I pray that your love will overwhelm every area that seems to be a place where she wants to run away from you, where she wants to hide from you, not speak to you, Father, out of anger, out of frustration, and even just frustration of the things that she's done in faith to you, God. There are times we do things in faith and we're met with disappointment. And I pray that even then, God, that you will not hide yourself from her, but that you will reveal yourself in this time. You're a good Father. Your word says that all things work together for good for those who love you and are called according to your purpose. Because you're good, because you're loving, because you said that all things work together for good. Everything you do, Father, even when we don't understand, It's for our good. And so I pray that even the things that are broken pieces in us, Father, will be used for your glory. I pray that you will not make us have the narrative that you allow bad things to happen to make us be stronger. But Father, let our brokenness be a place where your love can meet us first and foremost. We thank you for what you're going to do today. We thank you for it. Let this be a prophetic gesture of what's going to come in the next coming months and years, Father. And I ask that this be a ripple of everything that they have prayed for. Let it be a confirmation of your desire to pursue them or desire in their heart to want to know you deeper, even in the middle of the year. Thank you for Jesus and his sacrifice. I pray that the efforts that Jesus does or did will always reign true to bring us back to you. Help us be like prodigal sons and daughters that come back to you always, Lord. No matter what we experience, let us let you be our firm foundation. We trust in your plan. We trust that we have a body of the body. And even God, when I'm in Tennessee, you can reach people all the way in Texas, in Africa, in Great Britain, in Maine, in Louisiana. No matter where we are, Father, your heart for us is never ending to pursue us. I love you, Father. I love my sister that is listening to this. I pray that the depths of what we are asking for will be moved now in the name of Jesus. We push back the kingdom of darkness. We bind the enemy and his plan and his voice. We ask that it be bound in the name of Jesus. We loose your peace. We loose your voice, Father. We loose angelic messages that you want to send to us now. And we ask that they be anything that is not like you be removed. We thank you for what you're going to do. We honor you for the glory that will be brought in our lives from the things that we pursue now. And we thank you for what you're going to do even in the coming years, Lord. It's in the precious name of Jesus Christ I pray these things. Amen. So sis, I love you. I just felt so like urged to pray for you this morning. I pray that all the things that you need are met. And I love you. And I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day. Talk to you next week.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.